Hey, this is Rick Casals from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and we're kind of focusing in on, you know, the ankle and foot and the importance of, strengthening the ankle and foot. So I came across, an expert in the area, Matt, and I will get Matt to introduce himself, and we'll kind of talk about the importance of, you know, foot and ankle strengthening. Okay, Matt, I'll get you to introduce yourself.
All right. Thanks very much, Rick. My name is Matt Ferguson, and I'm president, CEO, and co-founder of a company called Progressive Health Innovations, and we were founded in 2005 with an idea to create a product for strengthening the muscles and tendons of the foot and ankle. And so over the last few years, myself, along with my co-founders, Dr. Jordan Myers, and Rick Hall, have developed the product, and we've just started to bring it out onto the market in the last year.
Okay. And then, what's your background or what's your team's background?
Great question. To start out with, the genesis of the idea was Dr. Myers, Jordan, he's a chiropractor. And Jordan was doing a lot of adjustments of people's feet. And I give Jordan a lot of credit. He has a very holistic approach to medicine. And he was doing adjustments of people's feet and realized, you can do as many adjustments as you want to, but unless you strengthen the foot and ankle, you're really not getting at the core of many of the foot and ankle problems. And so he went out looking for a strengthening solution and found what was on the market just was not adequate. It was complex. Confusing, and most importantly, because it wasn't as effective, people got disheartened, and no one did foot and ankle injuries. So he called our other co-founder, Rick Hall. Rick has his master's in kinesiology, and they in turn called me. I knew Rick from back when we were in grad school, but at the time I was a technology manager at Simon Fraser University, managing the medical device portfolio, and I had known the guys from an earlier project. So we just sat down and decided that we were going to start trying to build a product that would help people strengthen their foot and ankle. So it was nice to have sort of that practitioner input and that start. Obviously, Rick had an extensive experience in kinesiology, human kinetics, sports performance, and the like, and I was a device guy with a rather unfortunate athletic career with plenty of injuries, so I seemed to understand everything more from the patient perspective, but also a lot of business development, and we just took it from there.
Oh, okay. I think I remember Rick Hall as being one of my TAs in school up at SFU.
Could be. Rick is very passionate about this subject, absolutely.
Yeah, wow. It's a small world. Looking at the strengthening side of things, like why is, strengthening the ankle and foot, so important? Why should people do it?
Well, for a couple of different reasons, Rick. I think first and foremost, sometimes it's a bit shocking to people that they realize when we tell them that their feet are actually very, very weak. And what I mean by that is because I think we spend most of our time walking in hard-soled shoes on flat ground that we never really get a chance to truly strengthen the muscles and tendons of the foot. And, of course, right now we're seeing a big debate being waged out there in the whole barefoot running, and then there's the rocker shoes and the like. But people are starting to understand the importance of having strong feet. And so it's important because with every step that a person takes, you got to think, we always say to people, the feet are the foundation of human movement. And so with every step you take, if there's an inherent weakness there, and it's even if it's so very, very small or so very imperceptible, in the 7,000 to 10,000 steps a day that you take, if there is a weakness in there that's affecting your gait, that's causing some sort of a disalignment in the way that you're moving, that can manifest itself not only in problems of the foot, the ankle, but the knee, the hip, the back, and the like. So really, with every movement you make, you make it with your foot, you want to have a good, solid, strong base. And that's why foot and ankle strength is so very important.
Okay. And then looking at why, traditional ways of strengthening the foot, why are they, less effective compared to, what you guys have ended up creating?
Right. Well, to start out with, Rick, the first thing we did, and this was my background, is the first thing we did was went out and took a look, what is the current standard of care? And the first, as well, we went out and we talked to practitioners, we talked to patients, we talked to athletes, we talked to trainers and said, what don't you like about foot and ankle strengthening, either for rehab or for athletic performance? And resoundingly, it came back. You know, the current standard of care is rubber bands. And don't get me wrong, I think rubber bands are an excellent modality for upper body strengthening. They're incredibly versatile, they're cost effective, they are great. But when it comes to foot and ankle, because they don't attach to the foot, they slip, they slide, you have to go into multiple awkward positions, it's complex, it's confusing, and because you're not necessarily able to target certain movements and do them as effectively as you might like, it's just not an effective strengthening solution. And when you couple that with the frustration level, both with practitioners and with the patients or the athletes, the compliance is miserable on foot and ankle strengthening. People just don't do it because they don't like doing it. And frankly, practitioners don't like doing it either, because all practitioners, and you have this experience yourself, when you work with an individual, either to recover from an injury or improve their performance, you want them to feel that every workout, every rep, every sort of ounce of energy that they're devoting to your program is helping them achieve that better outcome, whether it's performance or rehab. And when it came to foot and ankle, it just wasn't there. So before we built anything, we went out and we found out what are the key things that people don't like, and we used those as our guideline to build a product. And our goals were pretty simple, but they were fairly lofty. And the big one was we wanted to build the best foot and ankle strengthening product in the world. And we wanted to make sure that it was very easy to use, yet at the same time, it had to be extremely effective and provide resistance through that entire range of motion. And that's what we've been able to do.
Okay. And so looking at what you guys have created, the AFX, so the Ankle Foot Maximizer, maybe you can kind of give us a little bit of an idea, an idea of how it ends up working, and then, an idea of how it ends up working.
Okay, yeah. Well, it all starts with what we call our foot support, and if anyone goes to our website and checks out a picture, the foot support is the part that attaches to the foot, that just straps the foot in there. It is extremely flexible. And so what that means is with every motion of the foot, you can flex your toes and you can arch your foot. It kind of mimics walking barefoot in the sand. And if anyone, one of the well-known facts is if you want really strong feet, go walk barefoot in the sand. Better yet, do some activity, some side-to-side movement and the like. Because when you engage those toes, when you arch that foot, you're really starting to engage the entire foot and ankle complex. From there, if they look at the picture, they'll see we have resistance that goes to both the toes and the midfoot. There's two sets of resistance with every different level of resistance that we have. And the resistance going to the toes corresponds to is two-thirds of that which goes to the midfoot, corresponding to optimal strength ratio of toe flexor to plantar flexor. And that's key because we want to make sure that with every movement, the person is maximizing their effort. The other thing that an individual would notice is we have a bar that kind of, they'll see it goes sort of, sits about halfway up the shin, and that bar is there to facilitate lateral movement. And what we notice with most people, and we've shown this, we've demonstrated the device at marathons and different athletic events, but a lot of people are very strong in that plantar flexion motion where you're just pushing your foot down like you would be pushing a gas pedal. But when they flex the foot, flex the toes, it's amazing how many cramp up because they just haven't engaged those muscles as well as they might like. And the other thing is a lot of people are very weak in the lateral movement or lateral motion. And that's what that bar is there to facilitate, is that lateral motion. And that's key for ankle sprains. Everyone knows that next to cuts and bruises, the number one activity-related injury is ankle sprains. And so this is, we can give them the lateral movement. And then the final thing is that they can also see, if they look at one of the videos, you can easily do dorsiflexion movements. And that's where the toes, you move your two toes, if you will, up towards your shin, right, and bring your toes up towards yourself. We've talked to experts that say theoretically, we should be half as strong in dorsiflexion, pulling our toes towards ourselves, as we are in plantar flexion, pushing our foot away from ourselves. Realistically, most people are lucky if they're 1/10. And that also addresses this big issue of muscle imbalance. And I know, Rick, this is a big thing for you, and you've contributed a lot to the field and the thinking and everything else about muscle imbalance. And it's no more apparent than in the foot. You know, people have big, strong calves and big, strong quads, you know, and there's incredible power that way. And yet the shins are incredibly weak, or comparatively weak. And that muscle imbalance can cause some big problems with shin splints and Achilles and plantar fascia and everything else like that. So really, it with the AFX and the features, if they take a look, they can see that it's about being able to do all the exercises through the full range of motion from one comfortable seated position.
Okay. And so very good, very interesting information. And so then where can people get more, where can people get more information on the AFX and, you know, where is it available?
Well, in true academic fashion, we've put a lot of information on our website, and we've really tried to make sure it's not slick marketing speak. We really want to make sure that people have authentic information. They can go to our website, AFX, which is Apple Frank X-ray, but stands for Ankle-Foot Maximizer, online.com, so AFXonline.com. They'll see there's a research section there. There's plenty of, there's blogs. There's downloadable programs that they can just download for free. And there's videos showing our device being used. As well, if they want to pick up a device, they can always buy it online. But there are retailers. We're a Vancouver-based company. We're just getting it out there. But we have retailers here locally, and you'll be able to see on our website we have those listed, as well as we have some distributors down in the United States. But we can sell from the website both into Canada and the United States.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's videos of the exercises on the website. There's a research section kind of highlighting some of the research that's kind of been done in this area, which
yep.
is cool. And lots of videos, download, exercises from the website.
Absolutely. And we have done one independent clinical trial thus far. Obviously, we'd love to do more. It's always a matter of matching resources with desire. But the first trial we did was with the UBC and SFU men's basketball teams. And over a 12-week period, the guys using our device had a significant increase in their balance. Their agility went up appreciably, and their one-step vertical went up just over 3 inches, which is, it's a lot, certainly for an elite varsity athlete at a university level. But really, for people who understand how weak someone's foot can be, the results just prove how important the foot is to the kinetic chain and really transferring that explosive power that we build in our quads and our hamstrings and our calves.
Okay, and I'm a research guy. Do you have any, other references on the top of your mind that would kind of, highlight the importance of, of strengthening the foot and the ankle when it relates to like rehab or performance?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, your former teaching assistant, Paul, Rick's our principal scientist, right? And so he certainly he is all over that in a big, big way. But yeah, absolutely. There has been a number of studies done. I'm just trying to think. There's been some great stuff done by Jack Totten out at UBC, University of British Columbia. Those guys have done some really good stuff. Of course, Ben O'Nig at University of Calgary. Now, Benno's done a lot on the rocker shoes and the MBT shoes and the like. Reed Ferber, also out at the University of Calgary. They do some really good stuff on gait analysis. Now, Reed primarily focuses on hip stuff, but they've also done some good work on foot and ankle as well.
Okay, good. So just kind of, getting near the end of the interview, is there kind of any last little things that you kind of want to leave with listeners?
Well, I think, first and foremost, as you and I talked about off interview, Rick, one of our biggest goals is we want to make sure that we communicate to people and get the conversation going about the importance of foot and ankle strengthening. Now, obviously, we've created a product, and as CEO of the company, it's my responsibility to make sure we get the word out there about how effective our product is and try to sell it. But, all Jordan, Rick, and myself, when we started this company, our number one goal was to get people to understand the importance of foot and ankle strengthening. So if people do go to our site and they see the product, we believe very strongly in what our product can do. It does some things and facilitates some things that are quite unique to AFX, and that's great. But also, we just encourage people to think about foot and ankle strengthening, and if there's a lot that can be done just in terms of barefoot activity, there's a lot that can be done in terms of starting to think about, you know, proper stretching and movement and really strengthening the feet in a variety of different ways. And if someone has an ailment like plantar fasciitis or shin splints or Achilles tendonitis or an ankle sprain, we think that AFX can be part of the solution, but also that there are other components that will help them achieve optimal foot and ankle health. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for us. Is just we want to make sure that, obviously, AFX is part of the conversation and part of the solution, but recognizing that it is part and that there are other components if people are looking to maximize their foot and ankle health.
Perfect. And where can, Matt, where can people get more information about yourself and AFX?
Yeah, well, the product site is afxonline.com. And but if they need a little more background information on the madman behind the company, our company site is progressivehealth.ca. And there's a little bit of information there just on what the company's about, our goals, if you will, mission statement, things like that. So they can find out more than they'll probably ever need to know.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, Matt, and sharing some great information about ankle strengthening and foot strengthening and the importance of it when it comes to kind of rehabilitation and performance as well.
No, my pleasure, Rick, and thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
No problem. So thank you very much, listeners of exercisesforinjuries.com. I hope you got some great information when it comes to foot and ankle strengthening. And, you know, make sure to, you know, leave a comment on the blog. Let us know if there's any other questions you have for Matt. So we will see you on the blog. This is Rick Caselle saying take care and bye-bye.